They wouldn't listen to the word of God. They wouldn't listen to the word of God. Young people, don't be surprised today if you find yourself in a relatively small local church and people aren't flocking to it if you're in a place that preaches the word of God. And conversely, and this is not to paint with too broad a brush, there's a lot of places out there with a lot of activity and big crowds, but they don't preach the word of God. Learn the lesson from Ezekiel. The importance, the value of hearing the word of God. Secondly, as a watchman, he was needed regardless of if the people listened. Regardless of if they listened. Don't measure a place by the response of the people. Third, it was a rough path. God called Ezekiel to this. The stuff that he does in this book, you shake your head sometimes. I mean, we haven't even talked about, go take excrement and cook your meal, for a priest. Next session. I won't get into it, but I'm just saying, this was God calling him to this. The path that we are called to isn't necessarily the easy one. And I've always said, I try to follow it, I fail often, but if you get to a place where you got to make a decision, never ask yourself which way is the easy way. Ask yourself which way is the right way. Which way is God's way? And that brings me to the last point Sam just mentioned. God has a method, God's ways. And his ways are not always, I think it's safe to say, isn't it, looking at this book of Ezekiel, there's a lot of stuff in here to us. Why would you tell a man, go preach to the people, then go shut yourself up in the house? It doesn't seem to make sense to us, does it? And sometimes in life and in meeting with other believers and so on, it seems like, is this the right way? It doesn't seem to make practical sense. Question is it God's way? Is it what God has revealed in the truth of his word? Stick to it, follow it. Don't go to the right or left, regardless of how rough that path may be. Thank you.
You just said four. Okay. One wouldn't listen to the word of God. Two was the watchman needed, regardless of what the people listen or not. What was three?
Rough path.
Okay, and what was four? Okay, God's way. I want to just read a scripture without comment that had to do with one of the things that I was going to bring out later, okay? And this is very Ezekiel-ish, who was sent to a people that he was told wouldn't listen, and yet some would listen, But it goes back to chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. I charge thee therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his coming, or in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, who will turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. But he asked, are we there yet? And I just want to make a connection here, which I think is critically important. Those captives in Kabar, Ezekiel was told, wouldn't listen. Who was with the captives in Kabar that would listen when they could still listen? And the time had not come necessarily for them to where they couldn't hear and endure sound doctrine. Did you get my question? Who was there among those captives? Well, it's what Larry began with. Young people. Young people. young people. And this applies to our children and parenting, doesn't it? It applies to children. Children. Oh, thank God they can hear. But unless they hear when they can hear, there will come a time when, under the influence of this world that we're in and all of its delusional lies, they will not be able to hear sound doctrine. No, no, I'll get it to you, man. I'll get it to you.
I was just, when Brother Sam was talking about the ox is the most useful domesticated animal, it's no accident that the Lord in 1 Timothy compared the ox to a laborer. Because if we're under the Lord's command, we can be very, very useful. And it's very clearly compared an ox to a laborer in 1 Timothy for that reason.